Your wife is going to do things to you that you can't do to your wife.
Oh, like everything.
And I legitimately feel bad for a guy that we know.
What happened?
Well, his wife is doing something to him that if he did it on the other end, trying to motivate her, divorce would happen.
Oh, I'm sure.
So you're hanging out in the break room on CMF. So your wife is going to do things to try and softly motivate you if she doesn't like the way that you
okay.
look. And I think weight is the biggest thing for guys in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Yeah, you start packing on the boobs and the gut.
So there's a guy that we know, and you know this same guy. Everybody has this guy in their life where they were good-looking dude 10 years ago.
And now, not so much.
Well, life catches up with you.
Right.
You know,
along
kids,
with the cheeseburgers and the beer.
Kids show up.
Mm-hmm.
Work gets tougher. Can't go to the gym as much.
Right.
And
then, what's the point at this point, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've all been
I'm done.
We've all been there.
Been there, done that.
So this guy, we're laughing about wives in social media posts the other day, and how wives will put pictures of their husbands up to show how great they are.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy speaks up. He goes, you know, you bring this up, my wife will do this on my birthday and on anniversaries.
My awesome husband. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
But he says she only posts pictures of me on Facebook from 10 years ago. And he goes, we take plenty of pictures. She takes pictures of everything. There's plenty of pictures of us from the last month, let alone the last 10 years. But the only ones she makes public over the last couple of months are the ones of me when I was going to the gym and had all my hair.
She's ashamed of him. Or how he looks.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way you can interpret that.
Because that's how most people keep up with you, is through Facebook, social media. So if she has like friends that are out of town or friends that she hasn't seen in a while, she wants them to know that she's doing well, and that's part of it.
Yeah, I didn't marry that.
Okay, but like, here's the thing.
What?
I know this guy's wife,
yeah,
and she's a sweet woman, but she looked a lot better 10 years ago, too.
Sure.
Well, that might also be why she's posting them.
No, because these are pictures of just him.
Just him.
Just him.
Yeah. So you could never flip that and do that to your old lady.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, God. You get better with age, honey. You look better now than you did 10 years ago.
You know, I mean, there's several things we can talk about here, but there's one that sticks out in my head. Are there guys that are ashamed to put pictures of their wives on social media?
Oh, sure. They know they got a busted wife.
I mean,
gotta
like,
be, right?
I don't know. Are there?
Like, we you're right. We know guys with wives that are
Yeah, everybody does.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hey,
I don't think a lot of guys see that, though. Like, every, you know what I mean? Like, are a lot of guys aware of what their wife really looks like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
what fantasy world do you live in?
Because I think
pornography
a lot of guys
is based on this. That's their whole business plan, that your wife will be so fugly that you're going to want to go in the basement and watch dirty little movies by yourself.
But I think a lot of guys almost start, like, almost kind of block it out in a way. Like, they convince themselves.
No, they remember that tight little ass they fell in love with. And
sure.
Now it's all loose meat.
I mean, one of the worst things you can do as a married man, loose meat, is go back down memory lane and look at pictures of your wife when she was in high school, 20s.
Oh, my God.
Or, you know.
You'll cry. You will weep. Openly weep.
Because you're right, Kimmy. Maybe you don't realize how far she's
gone.
Right,
that's what I mean. You almost, you grow with them so you don't see it.
But when you do see that old picture.
And that ass is growing.
It's impossible to say, not say, ooh, whoa, what the
wow,
hell
that
happened?
Was, what did I have? And now it's gone.
I guess what I'm saying is I would expect this to be a man thing.
Right.
To put pictures of your old lady from 10 years ago, not a wife thing. I would not expect a wife to be ashamed of the way her husband looks, because women think differently.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not about the looks and the size of the dong and the six-pack abs. It's about the way you make her emotionally feel.
Right.
And maybe that's what his problem is. He's not doing his emotional duties. Therefore, all she has is the way he looks, and he ain't looking great either.
Right. And no guy really wants to get that all emotional with his old lady. Like, no guy loves romance. No normal dude loves romance, right?
I mean, I don't.
No.
But I'm not a normal dude.
No, but no, you are. I mean, most guys don't want to sit down with candles and fire pits and a glass of goddamn wine and some soft music. I mean, that's just not, you know, I mean, it's just not what men want.
Okay.
That's what women want.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm not going to do all that. And if I do it, I do it begrudgingly 3 times a year, right?
Okay. Well, that leads us to our next question.
Why does marriage suck?
No.
What do women suck?
Doesn't women don't. Is this guy being a little bitch for being hurt that his wife is doing this?
No, because she's basically ashamed of him. He has a right to be pissed off.
All right, but you've said
but
it.
It's hard to, how would you voice that as a dude, though, without sounding a little bit?
You can't. You just got to sit there and take it.
Because I'll be honest with you, as much as I feel for this guy, and I do mm-hmm. feel for him, when he was telling us this story, I was thinking, I'm like, you little bitch. Why are you being such a little bitch about this? Just be a man, could be a little bitch.
But yeah, but it's but I didn't notice it until he pointed out that every goddamn picture is from in 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago.
Okay.
For Christ's sakes.
But you've said it on the show before, and I think all guys understand, we're not attractive.
No, but I don't have to be reminded of it. It's basically, it's that subtle shaming that women do to men.
Like, for example, other than this picture.
Like my chubby hubby, a little bit bigger, but just more to him in love. When she calls you my big teddy bear.
That's not a good thing?
No.
She thinks it's funny.
Bears are smelly, vicious, disgusting animals that'll rip your head off.
But in her mind, it's cute. It's a cute thing to say and cute thing to do.
You're calling me fat.
Yeah, but right. I don't know if she would see it that way.
Ah!
Because you couldn't do it the other way around.
No, you're right. I couldn't. Hey, my
big, lovable, huggable sugar bear. She gets bigger every year. There's just more to her to love.
That's a really good point. You will see the chubby teddy bear, ooh, my big, strong, or whatever man, because big, strong man, too, also equals fat. Mm-hmm. You could never say, look at my sexy, chexy, big in all the right places, curvy wife.
Super curvy in all the right places.
No, you can say curvy. Women call themselves curvy.
Okay, you can call yourself curvy. I could not call a woman curvy.
Yeah.
I think you could for some women.
Really? You look curvy today.
Not me.
Like, let's say your old lady has a small rack.
Okay.
You can never bring that up.
What, the mosquito bite club?
You could even, the itty-bitty committee, right?
Yeah.
So, you could never say, you know what, honey, I don't like big ones. I like yours. They're more than a mouthful's of waste. She will get so pissed off at you because she's got a small rack, right?
More than a mouthful.
Right?
Yes.
But she will get, you never heard that?
No, I haven't heard it a long time.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You could never bring that up.
You're right. And maybe it should be this way. I mean, maybe we shouldn't get upset about it. I just, again.
But it's all a bunch of scam. Like, if you really want to have a marriage that's open and loving and honest, you would blow it up in the first 10 minutes of marriage. Huh. You know what I mean?
I mean, you might be right.
Women, here's what women want from in a marriage. Marriage is an open book. Everything's on the table for you. Not me.
Okay.
You're the open book.
Yeah, but you've talked about it before. Like, women are the more delicate emotional sex.
Right.
So, maybe they should be protected from
this
stuff.
But you have to do this delicate dance around them. All to me, marriage is like trying to walk through a minefield. You just hope the next time you put your foot down, you still have a foot.
222-6000. Phone calls are coming in. Talking about a guy we know. We were talking about Facebook pictures and, how wives will put a picture of their husbands on anniversaries. Oh, my wonderful man.
Yeah.
And, and he told us a story, and we went back and looked, and he's right.
Mm.
Every picture his wife puts up on social media.
A minimum of 10 years.
Yeah, because he looked great back then. Yeah. I mean, he's not bad looking now.
No, but he's an old guy now. He looks like a dad.
He's heavier. He's lost some hair. Yeah. And he's like, is this something I should be concerned about? I noticed it happening. It bothers me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that. Based on what we've said about women, based on what you've said about women, I don't think it's that unfair to have a double standard rule with an old lady.
Okay, but then let's just make sure we all know this.
Okay.
Because women don't. They think this is all equal. They don't get that there's a double standard here. We do. They don't.
Is there a double standard in your relationship, Kimmy?
Where I could say things that he can't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you say it so nonchalant.
But I think it just comes naturally. There are certain things that... you wouldn't say to a woman, but it doesn't sound as bad coming from a woman.
To a man.
To a man.
No, it still sounds as bad.
I don't know. But you could be a guy you could call, he's a big dude. You can't say, that's a big woman.
Okay, but even that sentence, there's two different connotations. Like, when I say I'm a big guy,
right?
I never mean I'm a big fat guy. When I say it, I mean I'm tall and I have broad shoulders.
Right.
When you say big woman, the only way to construe that
fat.
Is she's fat.
She's a fatty fat fat.
And there's pride as a man in being tall and broad shouldered. There's no pride in any woman for being a big woman unless she's the center for the Minnesota Lynx. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that's kind of a double standard, even though it's the same word.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens.
But we have to be okay with all this. And they can just go blissfully through their lives, torturing the hell out of us.
I'm kind of okay with it. The only thing that would bother me...
Of course, because you've been conditioned over time. It's like, I guess if you spend a lot of time in a prisoner of war camp, hey, I guess this lunch ain't so bad.
The only thing that would bother most guys, I believe, is your wife just comes straight out and calling you fat.
Right.
You're fat. You're
or
fat.
Controlling your diet.
Well, no, because women do
that. I think
do
everybody
that.
Does that.
My wife does that
to
me.
You can't do that to her. You can say, honey, come on, salads tonight. Too much.
Well, I don't know. It wouldn't bother me, though, if my boyfriend said, let's get healthy together.
See, but I would have to say, let's get healthy.
But my wife has to say that. Your wife has to say that. Your wife has to say, let's get healthy.
Oh, no, I know. Wise ago, you're packing it on and for your health. Is that let's eat healthy?
Well, there's another weapon that wives have that men don't.
Or the vagina.
No, if you go to the doctor, a lot of guys have their wives in the doctor's office when they go to the doctor, right? And your wife will hear all of the things that are wrong with you.
Right.
So your wife has that ammunition to say, well, your blood pressure is high. We have to change your diet this way. Your cholesterol is high. We have to change it. How many guys go to the doctor with their wives?
None. I did it once. And I'll never do it again. It was with my second wife.
Okay. So you don't know all of the things that are wrong with her. You don't know if she has high cholesterol or high sodium or...
She'll figure it out.
So my point is that...
Plenty of wives in the sea.
She can frame eating healthier as for your heart, for your cholesterol. Yeah.
Right.
The evidence to back it up.
Yeah, you can't do that with her.
Right.
Right?
And they know this.
All right. Just it does.
God, you just put a horrible image in my head.
What?
Of going into that place with my second wife.
What was so wrong about it? What was bad?
Bro. So, we're trying to make a kid.
Make a kid, yes.
Yeah, trying to make a kid.
Yes.
And we're having the problems, right?
Yeah.
So, I go in with her to the lady doctor, and she's up on the stirrups.
Yeah, we've all been there, man.
With all the equipment.
Yeah.
Like they're making salad in there. Yeah.
You know you don't have to look. You can stand on the other side.
Well, I just walked in.
Well,
I
wasn't like face of the door.
It was my first time in
Hello?
The room.
Oh, my God.
There could be some, like, maybe put a couple of signs up, right? Play like a champion today and don't look around this curtain.